Okay, today we're beginning the 13th parak of Maseches Vachim. So parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Hashochet v'mal b'chutz. If a person shechts a korban and offers it up outside of the Azara, chayv al shechita v'chayv al aliyah. He's chayv for two separate isurim. You're not allowed to shecht the korban outside of the Azara. You're not allowed to offer it outside of the Azara, to be makrovit. So shechting outside of the Azara and being makrov are two separate isurim. You're chayv for each one, a separate korban chatos for each one. Look, if you shechted it inside the Azara the way you're supposed to, and then you mali it b'chutz, then you're going to be chayv for being mala, because up until that point it was perfectly good. But if you shechted it outside, and then you're mala b'chutz, then you're going to be putter on the being mala, because it had already become puzzle prior to you being mala it. Meaning you're only going to be chayv for the shechita. So the Chum said back, af ha-shochet b'fnim mala b'chutz, kiven shotzi o'psa. Well, wait a second. Even if you shecht the bifnim and you're mala b'chutz, by the time you're being mala it, you're being mala that which is pasul, because once you bring it out of the Azara, you've already pasled it. So it must be by the fact that the Torah says that you're going to be chayiv for being mala b'chutz, that we include in the chiyuv of mala b'chutz, we include even that which is already pasul. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. Tamei sha'achal ben kodesh, tamei ben kodesh tahar. If a tamei person eats kodesh, that is either tamei or tahar, chayiv, he's chayiv kares for violating the isra of eating kodesh. Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer, tamei sha'achal tahar chayiv. If a tamei person ate kodesh that's tahar, he's going to be chayiv kares. V'tamei sha'achal tamei pater. But if a tamei person ate kodesh that's tamei, he's not going to be chayiv kares, because he didn't, shalo'achal el davar tamei. He ate something that was tamei, and that was, was asr anyway to eat, so he didn't sort of like denigrate it because he's already tamei and it's already tamei. So amrullah after mishachal tar kivin shnagabo timahu. So the Chum said back, well, wait a second. If a tamei person eats tar food, by the time he eats it, it's already tamei. So you're going to tell me that a tamei person is not going to be chayiv for eating tamei? Every time a tamei person eats tar food, it's already tamei by the time he eats it. So apparently, by the virtue of the fact that we're mechayiv someone for eating kachim that is tamei, it must mean that we're mechayiv a person. That we're mechayiv a tamei person for eating kachim that is tahar. It must be that we're mechayiv a person, even though he's the food is tamei as well. V'tahar shachal tamei pater she'inu chayiv el al tum saguf. A tahar person eats kodesh that's tamei. He's going to be pater from kares, and he's going to be chayiv malchus, but he's going to be pater from kares because you only chayiv kares if you eat kodesh with tumas haguf. But not for tumas hakodesh, meaning there's a tumah of the person and there's the tumah of the kodesh. So you're only going to be chayiv for tumas haguf, not tumas hakodesh. So let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Aleph, we said that there are two separate chiyuv for shechting outside of the azara and for being mala b'chutz. So you chayiv separately for each of them. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, well, it depends what order you did it in. Meaning, if you shechted b'fnim and you're mala b'chutz, you chayiv separately for being mala b'chutz. And not what order you did it in, but it depends whether it was already puzzled by the time you were mala. So that you're going to be chayiv for mala b'chutz if you shechted b'fnim. But if you shechted b'chutz already anyway, so you're not going to be chayiv for the halal b'chutz because it was already puzzled. So the Chum said right back to him, well, it's always already puzzled because you brought it outside of the Azara. So by virtue of the fact that there is such a thing called mala b'chutz, it must be that you're going to be chayiv. Mishnah Beis, we said, similarly, that if a tamei person eats, whether it be kodesh at tamei or kodesh at tahar, he's going to be chayiv. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, he's only going to be chayiv for eating kodesh at tahar. But if he eats kodesh at tamei, he's going to be pater, because he's eating something that's already tamei. So the Chum said right back to him, he's always eating something that's already tamei if he's a tamei person, because when he touches it, it becomes tamei. So a tahar that eats tamei is going to be pater because you're only going to be chayiv on tumas haguf and not on tumas kodesh. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.